The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Sticking with charities, the pandemic has hit on street money collections, as Ollie has been saying. But what about other people who depend on the street for their income? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
When there is there's a good buzz and so on, you know, and you can feel like you're really part of something on the street like that, it can create a really good working environment.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
From market traders to those guys who make a dog out of sand, you'd miss an old busy street. Anna's Number is a Belfast-based busking band who, like many musicians last year, took to doing gigs online.
Hello everybody, how y'all keeping? How y'all keeping? We're Anna's Number, we're here entertaining you for the next 20 or so minutes. How y'all feeling? That's a bit of a joke there, of course, yeah. There's no one in front of us, but at home I hope you're all enjoying yourselves anyways. This is Weapon of Choice.
Peter Cross, bassist of the band, says they've been missing the streets.
It's on like a gig where you're sitting, you're up on stage and the audience are down there and that's what happens. Like, it's a very community-driven thing. Say if we see someone walking about with another instrument or whatever, they have a sax with them, you'd be like, here, come on, jump in, and they can just come and play tunes with us, you know? It's like a mini party on the street.
Peter says when they finally did get a window to busk on the street last summer, it was a breath of fresh air.
Everyone was just sort of in the dumps with the coronavirus thing, and you know, the music really, like, you've seen people, you know, getting helped out by it, you know. And we got a couple messages to the page and stuff from people saying, you know, it's been a hard week or whatever. You know, maybe they've lost someone or whatever, like, but the music just gave them that wee pick up, you know. Because, like, those people hadn't seen live music in a wreck of months, you know. Just, you didn't. So it's good. It's really, really good.
Declan Doyle is a team leader with Concern Worldwide with the street fundraising team.
The two windows that we did get out for last year, September and December, the response from the public was absolutely phenomenal. For a lot of people, it was a hopeful sign of some kind of sense of normality returning, you know. We're absolutely raring to get out as soon as we can, basically. We're chomping at the bit, to be honest.
When I think about it,
I'm 18, I just turned 18 last week, so it was a bit of a boring birthday.
Clodagh Quirk is a busker in Cork City.
When I was younger, I think I was one of the only girls as well, like, busking. Now it's mainly young people, and there's so many, like, females out busking too, that, like, it's after changing everything, I think.
Clodagh hasn't been able to get into Cork City to busk because of the 5k limit, but she's looking forward to next week when that changes to a countywide limit.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just like such like a, it's like food for the soul in a way that like you just crave it. You just always want to go busking, like any free area you want to go into the city. So I definitely miss it. I can't wait now till next week so I can go back.
Busker David Owens wheels a piano down to Grafton Street from his home on Merrion Square.
Once a day someone says, I should play the tin whistle, or, you know, would you not consider the guitar? So it's kind of an ethical and moral question, because no one can really stop us. You know what I mean? Like, if I went out and played in, I couldn't do it in Dublin because it's licensed, but I could go out and play in, I don't know, Hoth or something. And the chance of someone stopping me are very slim. But should I be playing when, you know, people aren't meant to be even meeting outside at the moment, except for walks? So you get this strange kind of moral question of maybe you shouldn't be working. And obviously everyone's going to have different opinions on that, both the buskers and the public. So that's the strange one. I guess none of us know when we will play again, because it'll be up to us, I suppose, in a way.
How do you guys feel about singing? You feel okay about it? You guys act like you're going to be good at singing. You ready? This lady's going to lead the group. But if I... Got three people, come on.
Back with street fundraiser Declan Doyle. I wondered if he'd become familiar with all the busking standards.
Oh, I know them all off by heart by now, but you don't want to hear me singing.
Liam Geraghty reporting this.